And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of Thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hey, that's Mardi Gras music. That's Mardi Gras music. I hope a lot of you know about Mardi Gras. It's happening right here in the city of New Orleans. Listen, it's carnival time. Carnival time. Okay, just give you a little feel of what's happening down here. Jim Brown here on our Jim Brown Common Sense Show. I am in the French Quarter in downtown New Orleans. It is crazy down here on this Sunday. There are thousands and thousands of people. Tom, you got a guest? Okay, fine. I'll just tell our listeners that thousands of people down here, steamships, the French Quarter is loaded with people in costumes. It is crazy moving in towards Fat Tuesday, which is coming up just in a couple of days. So wild time down here. If you haven't been to Mardi Gras, you need to come sometime. Now, one of the problems when you come to Mardi Gras is you eat a lot of junk. You eat a lot of junk and you feel it. And we're going to talk about this portion of our program here a little bit about reflux. Did you know that 125 million Americans suffer from acid reflux? I got a son that does. My wife does. I'm not even sure what acid reflux is, and I want to get into it. When you're talking about 125 million people, Americans, they're affected by something like this. Obviously, it's a major problem. Joining me right now is Dr. Jamie Kaufman. She has written a great book called Dropping Acid, The Reflux Diet Cookbook and Cure, and I'm going to quiz her today about why this problem is and why it's grown so much. Dr. Kaufman, glad you joined us here today.
Thank you very much for having me. Happy Sunday morning.
Well, good. We're down I usually broadcast from Baton Rouge. This show emanates out of Minneapolis, but today I'm down in New Orleans in the French Quarter, and we're also talking about happy Mardi Gras. It's really crazy down here. Doc, you ever been to Mardi Gras in New Orleans or not?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, you know what a crazy time it is, and so we're caught up in all the flavor, but in that flavor is the gastronomical problems that we come from eating all this real rich food down here, this whole thing of acid reflux. Tell our listeners what is acid reflux? Where does it come from? And tell us some of the basics about acid reflux.
Well, first of all, the reason why there seems to be such confusion, and there is confusion among medical doctors, is because the specialties that we have are anatomic specialties. So you have a throat doctor, a lung doctor, an esophagus doctor, a sinus doctor, and all these different doctors have a domain. The problem with reflux is it covers all of them. And so what's happened over time is that we've seen how reflux has grown. 40% of the American population is a lot. And we found that almost half people with reflux have silent reflux. So what that means is everyone knows about heartburn and indigestion, clutching your
right
chest after a big, heavy, greasy meal, overeating. But what people don't know about, hoarseness, cough, post-nasal drip, too much throat mucus, chronic throat clearance, cough, swallowing disorders. And all of these symptoms, including hoarseness, for example, it's one of the most common causes of hoarseness. All of these can be due to silent reflux, and the reason it's silent is people with silent reflux don't have heartburn, so it's not obvious that it's a digestive problem. It's not obvious that stomach acid and so on is coming up into the throat and so on.
Well, Doc, some of those same symptoms, though, apply to hay fever. They apply to, allergies, that kind of thing. So how do you get tested? How do you know whether you've just got a lot of allergy problems or that you actually have acid reflux? What kind of tests do you run to make the difference?
Well, first of all, it's a great question. And so one of the first things to mention is that if someone has hoarseness and their only symptom, it's probably not reflux. If someone has stuffy nose, sneezing, itchy eyes, it's probably not reflux. What makes reflux is different is they have 3, 4, 5, 6 symptoms. So they're the ones who have food getting stuck. They're the ones who cough more when stuff goes down the wrong pipe more often than it should. They're the ones who have problems when they lie into bed. They cough. Those are the ones that have hoarseness and throat clearing after eating. So that there are red flags, but one of the big red flags for reflux is that people usually have a whole constellation of these symptoms rather than just one or two. And that's one of the differentiating points. The second point is to sort of take, you asked me the question about acid reflux. There are now about 13 or 14 terms in current usage. So each of the different doctors has basically made reflux in his or her own likeness of the specialty. So what we've now done is we've divided reflux very neatly into esophageal reflux, which is the swallowing tube, which is the cause of heartburn, and airway reflux. So airway reflux is easy if you have symptoms and you're not getting better. If you've been to the allergist and you have allergy symptoms and so on, and they're not finding a cause, and you're not getting a response to treatment. If you have hoarseness and the doctor says, I don't see anything, it may be reflux. And the biggest group are the chronic coughers. People, you hear these people, they clear their throat and cough all day long. They're probably right. 40 or 50 million people in the United States, and they go from doctor to doctor to doctor. Finally, to answer your question, if you have heartburn and esophageal reflux, you can see either an ear, nose, and throat doctor or a gastroenterologist or a family practitioner, your family doctor. If you have airway reflux, meaning any of the silent ones, the hoarseness, cough, you should see an ear, nose, and throat doctor. The GI doctors don't have any mechanism for looking at the throat, and indeed, examination of the throat is usually diagnostic.
I got you. Well, that's interesting, and I was taken by what you said initially about, you know, sometimes different specialties don't coordinate and don't overlap. Hopefully, a really good internist can refer you to the right doctor depending on your symptoms. But it's a tough problem, and obviously, it's a huge American problem with those kinds of numbers. Okay, I'm diagnosed with reflux. I've got acid reflux, whatever the kind is. What can I do to mitigate the problems? I may not be able to get them to go away. Are there drugs I can take? Is it based on diet?
Well,
what do we do to straighten it all out?
Well, it depends upon whether you have complicated reflux or uncomplicated reflux. Complicated reflux means you actually have some of a disease that's bad. You've had sinus surgery and your sinus symptoms are still bad. You have asthma or breathing or choking episodes. You're getting a chronic lung disease. Any kind of complicated patient, meaning more than just a straightforward symptoms, needs to be on medication and a special diet for reflux. One of the things that we found out, and I should go back and just say, why is the reflux epidemic? And the reason is, in 1973, following an outbreak of food poisoning, the FDA was essentially charged by Congress to protect us from getting bacteria and everything. So by law, we had to put acid in everything. So when you think you're drinking something healthy, even things like, you know, Gatorade and vitamin water, all these beverages are loaded with acid to the same level as stomach acid itself. And so what's happened over the course of the last two generations is reflux has gone from 10 to 40% of the population, and cancer of the esophagus has increased 850%, which is the fastest growing cancer in the United States. Our data suggests...
Hey, Doc, can you hang right there? We've got to take a little pause right here. I want to come back and talk some more about these things. So Jim Brown here on Jim Brown's Common Sense. We're talking right now, interesting subject, we're talking to Dr. Jamie Kaufman about acid reflux, your new book, Dropping Acid. You can find it on my website at www.jimbrownusa.com. Hey, fresh nephew coffee, we'll be right back and talk some more.
Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com. Working on a home or residential painting project? There's only one name you need to know. PPG.
PPG has earned the respect of professionals and homeowners alike because we combine the latest paint technology with expertise and knowledgeable service. PPG offers a broad range of primers, paints, stains, and specialty products to meet all your needs. Available at either our PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints Company-owned store or independent dealer locations throughout the U.S. Each PPG product comes with the customized service you deserve to make sure you get the right fit for the job. And choosing colors has never been easier thanks to the PPG Voice of Color system that helps users discover colors that match their personality. So for the best quality products, excellent service, easy-to-use color tools, and great results, visit your local PPG Pittsburgh Paints or PPG Porter Paints location today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
40% of Americans have some form of reflux. I'm amazed at that statistic, and a lot of people don't know they have it. They don't know what to do about it. Got Dr. Jamie Kaufman here with me. She's one of the world's authorities on reflux disease, one of the world's leading authorities on reflux disease. Got her own clinic out of New York. Interesting lady, and she's written a new book called Dropping Acid, The Reflux Diet Cookbook and Cure. You can find it on our website at www.jimbrownusa.com. www.thefrenchclub.com. Dr. Kaufman, now let's talk a little. So if you think you got it, what are the cures? I mean, some doctors are going to give you a pill, but you think that diet has a lot to do with getting a better flow of control of your acid reflux. Is that right?
Yes, I think Americans are being eaten alive. What you eat may be eating you. And so that this may cause acid in almost everything in a bottle or a can. What happens is this makes the reflux continue and worsens it. We're now seeing the same amount of reflux in 20 to 30-year-olds as we see now in people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. The average 12 to 29-year-old drinks a half a gallon of soft drinks a day. That's 160 gallons a year. So, yes, The answer is, and there's a reason why it's called Dropping Acid, this book. And if you go on Google or on your website, Dropping Acid, you're going to find anything pretty much but Jim Brown. Timothy Leary. There's no taking of drugs about here. This is about dropping the amount of acid you consume. And by the way, we have a Facebook, which is very interactive as well. Jim Brown, I didn't mean to imply that you were taking LSD.
Yeah,
apologies.
I've been compared to a lot of things, Doc. Timothy Leary is not one of them.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
I do mean to imply some things that are rather new ideas, that if you really have reflux disease, soda pop, carbonated beverages, most of the bottled and canned, even too much citrus. Someone who's drinking predominantly orange juice all day long and drinks a half a gallon a day, even too much fruit. So what we do is we recommend a two-week detox diet. And the detox diet is very strict. And the detox diet will take at least half of people who have reflux and give them a real, real, if you will, movement towards healing of their tissues. One of the characteristics of reflux is if you stop the reflux, your system works better. Your valves work better. Your esophagus works better. The more you reflux, the more you reflux. The valves get inflamed and the valves stop working. So during a two-week induction or a two-week detox diet, no fruit except bananas and melons, nothing out of a bottle or a can except water, and it's predominantly eat close to the earth, poultry and fish, and vegetables, excluding tomatoes, onions, garlic, and peppers. It's not in the high spicy food is out. So after Mardi Gras is over, you might consider a detox diet. I do want to mention something very interesting. There is a water that comes from Louisiana called Evermore. It's E-V-A-M-O-R. And we've actually done some scientific studies of this water, which is very alkaline. And the water will help kill the pepsin, which is the enzyme that causes damage, and it has bicarbonate in it. So alkaline water is one of the things, and there are several sources of alkaline water, can be very, very beneficial. And finally, no late night eating. You got to close the kitchen at 8 o'clock for 2 weeks. So if you go on this low-acid, low-fat diet, nothing fried, for 2 weeks, and it does require a bit of self-control, people are going to notice a big difference.
Right.
So
now how about
no fat, low acid.
As far as every day, then, if you think you have those symptoms, and I guess you just continue to use some common sense about what you eat, stay away from tomatoes and some of the, all the carbonated beverages, that kind of thing, which is you guys, what can I eat that's good? Give me something I can eat that's good, Doc. You got some.
Well, there are a lot of things. Rest. First of all, there are some surprises. For example, ginger turns out, which is a pretty spicy flavoring, which is everything from cooking to ginger candy to ginger tea, is really, really good for reflux. Bananas are really, people rediscover banana, how sweet and wonderful the fruit is. And really, honestly, it's just low fat, not no fat. Remember, we're not just talking about induction. For example, let's say you like eggs. Egg whites aren't that all that yummy. But it turns out if you make an omelet and you use one yolk, it tastes like regular eggs. So the idea of using low fat, not no fat. So the same thing's true with alcohol. The same thing's true. And it's the M word. And the M word is not a particularly popular concept in America, which is moderation. the idea of using a little cheese on your salad, a little dressing on your salad, a little sauce on your yellowfin tuna. And so after the two-week induction, what we recommend is low-fat, low-acid, and the truth is it's maintainable. I went on this diet because my cholesterol was high, not because I have reflux in April. And so I've been eating what I consider to be the world's healthiest diet now. I've lost 20 pounds in almost a year. My cholesterol went from 240 to 120. I sleep better at night for reasons that aren't clear. And my general health is improved. So what it really is the healthy heart diet with low acid. And that pretty much takes care of it. And I think if you really think about it, it makes sense. It doesn't mean you can't have a piece of pizza. It doesn't mean you can't have some jambalaya. It doesn't mean you can't have a cocktail. But once you've got reflux cooking, you've got to stop, step back, and let things heal with some kind of a restraint. The answer to the big question is about two-thirds of patients who have reflux disease can take care of it with their own diet.
Right.
That's a lot of people.
No doubt about it. No doubt. Just makes some common sense. So, well, Doc, I appreciate you joining us today. The book is called Dropping Acid, The Reflux Diet. The fact that 40% of Americans have problems shows you that something you ought to look into. Listen, Dr. Coughlin, good to talk to you, and I hope we can have you back again. This is a subject that affects a lot of my listeners. I'm sure I'll get a number of emails and questions, so I hope the book goes well. We'll try to follow up with you in a month or two, okay?
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure being on today.
Okay. Have a nice weekend.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Dr. Jamie Coughlin, interesting lady. And what I glean from this diet and what she's saying, quite frankly, is that these kinds of things are just kind of common sense anyway, the kind of things she's talking about eating. I mean, moderation, low-fat diet, stay away from the fried foods. Virtually everything she's saying is something that you'd integrate into just a general healthy diet anyway. And if 40% of Americans have reflux problems, you can tell that, you know, you could be in that number. And if you're not the number, you know, if you kind of insist that the family cook like that, then you're going to help several other members of your family because invariably they've got the symptoms and maybe the problem they don't even know about. But, you know, bananas and melons, and I love tomatoes, but I guess you ought to stay away from the tomatoes, the high spicy food. Boy, that's hard living down here in New Orleans. We spice up everything we eat. Hey, Jim Brown and Jim Brown's Common Sense. Check out our website, www.jimbrownusa.com. You can sign up for my regular column. I write some controversial columns. Take a peek and see what you think. Let's take a pause. I'm going to freshen up my coffee. I got plenty more to talk about, so stay tuned right here.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
At over 6,000 preparedness items, get you ready. That's what you'll find at GetReadySurvival.com. Over 6,000 preparedness items. And counting. Because we're adding new items nearly every day. GetReadySurvival.com has it all. Small and family-sized tents. Backpacks. Sleeping bags. Food supplies. Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com. Portable water filters. Canteens and hydro packs. Knives, axes, shovels, compasses. Camouflage and tactical gear. Fire starters and ammunition. It's all at GetReadySurvival.com. How about first aid, medical, emergency, or small personal survival?
survival kits.
Get yours at GetReadySurvival.com.
If you are not prepared or just semi-prepared,
the place to get prepared now is GetReadySurvival.com.
Got questions? Call 928-541-9723.
That's 928-541-9723.
Or go to
GetReadySurvival.com.
And remember, survival preparedness means living on your own terms.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, I see that in the presidential race that speaking English as an official language has become an issue. Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich both say only English, nothing but English. You can't have any ballots printed into some of their language. And by the way, that's the Justice Department has ruled that if there's a preponderance of people that maybe need a ballot in some other language, they print it. I was Secretary of State in Louisiana. We had to print the ballot in both Spanish and Vietnamese in Louisiana. I don't think you ought to have to do that. There comes a question of how far you go in infringing on someone's right to do whatever they want, their freedom to speak what they want. And let me tell you where it came up most recently. There was a candidate in a small town out in Arizona. San Luis, Arizona is a community near the Mexican border where most of the residents speak only Spanish in this little American community. And so there was a candidate running for this local city council. And the lady could speak some English, but mostly spoke Spanish. And so the city attorney goes to a judge and gets an order that she be tested in her proficiency for English. And the judge signs the order, and she's given a test. And although she speaks some broken English, the court said, well, she's not eligible to run because you've got to be able to speak fluid English if you're going to be on the ballot. Now, look, I think that English should be the language that public bodies communicate through. If I want a driver's license, I go into the office, I should apply and have to apply in the English language, and my driver's license should be in English, right? Any document that I fill out or anything like that has to be in English. But when it comes to someone speaking, I'm not sure you tell them what language they have to speak. I mean, this is, you know, if I am free in this country to be eccentric, if I want to speak Zambulese, Panakaliks, whatever that means, some language like that. Yugabakistan. Remember Herman Cain talked about Yubi-Yubi-Bakistan? If I want to speak that language amongst my peers, that should be my decision. In my home state of Louisiana, you can go to Abbeville, Louisiana, some of these small little South Louisiana towns, and I'm told that 15% of the population still speak basically only French. In the grocery stores and the supermarkets, the specials of the day are written in French. Now, if that's the way that business wants to communicate with that possible customer, that's their business. That's none of the government's business. Now, here's where it came up in Arizona. The court tells this lady to take a test. She can speak some broken English, but she doesn't pass the test. And the court says, you're not qualified to run for the city council. Well, here's my thoughts on that. This lady's fitness for public office should be judged by the voters. I mean, they have to choose who they want to represent them. And there ought to be as few limitations on that choice as possible. As for the language in which the meetings are conducted, it should be English. But if her constituents in that city council district want to vote to someone who speaks only broken English, that's the right of the voters. Who is some judge, who's some government body telling them who they can or cannot vote for? You follow me? Now, that's a big difference from how the documents are printed and how the business is conducted. The business of the city council should be conducted in English, unless the majority of the city council say we're going to conduct it in Taiwanese or that we're going to conduct it in Romanian or whatever language. If a majority of those folks want to do that, then you know how you deal with the issue. If you don't like it, you vote them out of office, you see. So, I mean, you got to balance off our strong feelings that we don't want to amalgamate our English language with the fact that we've got a certain freedom to speak and choose and make those decisions as we wish. And I feel strongly about that. Like I say, in my state, I don't want anybody telling me around my family dinner table what I should be able to speak, what language. If I want to work with my kids, again, we've got a strong French tradition in all of South Louisiana. If we want to continue that tradition, that's our decision as private citizens. And if a city council in Abbeville wants to conduct their business in French, then if they do so, and I don't speak French and I'm outraged by it, then I should start a recall petition or get them out of office. But sometimes we go too far in demanding what our standards should be. And I think the English-only candidate, when the voters vote otherwise, it's up to the voters. If they don't like the person, get rid of them. If they want to continue along that vein, that's their decision. But some judge or some third party should not be telling them what they can do. How about this one? A football fan is suing the city of San Diego, California, for the right to yell profanities at sporting events. Eric Holmgren was ejected from a Chargers game after a verbal altercation with rival fans and claimed that the NFL's prohibition on fan cursing is blatantly unconstitutional. A fan has a right to say the F word, F-U, says Holmgren's attorney. It's a public place. Yes, it's a public place, and therefore community standards should be adhered to. If I take my kids to a sporting event, I don't want some idiot nut like Holden coming up and saying that he can get up there and swear and say whatever he wants to say in front of my children, in front of my grandchildren. I go to basketball games and football games, and you know, LSU, number one team in the country until they stumble over Alabama. The football, basketball, I go to all the sporting events. What's to attract me this week? You're saying I've got to sit there with my 10-year-old granddaughter and let some guy use the F word and use all kinds of profanities because it's his right of freedom of speech? There's a balance there, and there is community standards for taste, and that goes beyond those community standards. I like to be left alone. If I want to scream whatever I want to in my private residence, that's fine. But as far as being in a community where there's young kids involved, this guy is way out of line, and I certainly hope that his lawsuit will be thrown, not only thrown out, but the city shouldn't have to pay all the fines, ought to stick him for all the court costs in a case like that. That's just absolutely ridiculous. Indiana's Secretary of State, I used to serve as Secretary of State in Louisiana, The Indiana Secretary of State was found guilty of voter fraud. Now, here's why I think that is somewhat ironic. Eric Holder is the Attorney General of the United States, and he is very strongly asserting the Voting Rights Act. Voting Rights Act was passed back in the 60s because back then there were some states, including my home state of Louisiana, that were discriminating primarily against minority voters. That went on a good bit, and we know that in this country. Now, that was in the 1950s and the 1960s. Virtually no examples of voter fraud going on today are minor, and if they are, they're spread throughout the country. I was Secretary of State from 1980 to 1988. There was not one complaint of voter fraud during the 8 years I was Secretary of State in the deep southern state of Louisiana. And I talked to the Secretary of State who followed me. No examples of voter fraud whatsoever. None. Zilch. No voter fraud. But yet we're still covered by this Voting Rights Act. If you're going to move a voting precinct 1 foot, move the machine 1 foot, you got to get approval from the Justice Department. It's absolutely ridiculous. Every little thing you do is second-guessed by the Justice Department. Here up here in Indiana, though, they're not part of the Voters' Rights Act. They're squeaky clean up there in their election cycle, how they run things. So what happens? The Indiana Secretary of State is convicted of voter fraud. He's the chief elections officer up there. They stick him with a voter fraud violation in Indiana. So if you want to put somebody under the Voting Rights Act, make this onerous act apply to them where they got to get every little thing they do, every ballot change, every movement of a polar location, new requirements for those who serve at the polls, changing the voting hours. If you do anything like that, you got to get approval from the Justice Department. So Indiana, if your Secretary of State, the Chief Elections Officer, is convicted of voter fraud, of elections fraud, put them under the Voting Rights Act. Leave Louisiana and the rest of these states who follow the law, who've had no complaints, leave us alone. Jim Brown here. Let's take a break for a cup of coffee. Come back with our final segment right here on Jim Brown's Common Sense. My website, www.jimbrownusa.com.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at gcnlive.com.
If you're a contractor working at homes built before 1978, you could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500 per day per violation. If you're a landlord or property manager with rental properties built before 1978, you too could be fined. Fined up to $37,500. $37,500. We're Kachina. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions. Helping contractors and landlords comply with the new lead paint laws. Avoid the penalties. If you work on pre-78 house, you must certify your firm. You must be a certified renovator to test for lead paint. If positive, you must use lead safe work practices. You must keep a tight paper trail in case of an audit. This law is enforced by the EPA or your state. If you remodel or rent properties built before 78, call Kachina for free information and a free phone audit. Call 888-800-5224. 888-800-5224. KachinaLeadPaintSolutions.com. Call is free. The audit is free. 888-800-5224. Kachina Lead Paint Solutions.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
Well, if you didn't, I never heard of the words, the phrase, the city that care forgot. It's New Orleans, Louisiana, particularly right now, Mardi Gras time. Mardi Gras gets kicked off this Tuesday, which is the last day before the Lenten season begins. We've got the great pleasure of broadcasting live from the French Quarter right here in downtown, right in the heart of downtown New Orleans. I'm looking out over the river. Two large cruise ships are here, getting ready to take off after spending the weekend here for the Mardi Gras holiday. Lots of river traffic on the mighty Mississippi. I tell you, New Orleans is a very special city. I had the great pleasure of doing a show for about 3 years on a New Orleans Clear Channel radio station. Good to be back and bring our Common Sense show down here as we watch the Mardi Gras festivities. Thousands of people on the streets. There are parades that started at 9 o'clock this morning that go throughout the entire day today, all day tomorrow, all day Tuesday, until late into the evening. And then it's interesting how Mardi Gras shuts down. What happens, you know, Bourbon Street is the best-known street in America, probably, for revelry, for good times, all the wild things you hear that happen on Bourbon Street. It is jam-packed, shoulder-to-shoulder across the entire street of nothing but restaurants and bars and good-time stores and quite a sight that goes on for blocks on Bourbon Street. Well, right at midnight on Tuesday night, the police on their bullhorn say, Mardi Gras has come to an end. It's time for the Lenten season. Please clear the streets and go home. And police officers on horseback, side by side, maybe 20 horses in a row, start moving down Bourbon Street, telling the crowd to disperse that Mardi Gras has come to an end. Kind of a lot of special ceremony. That's pretty neat. Tomorrow on Monday, the king of Mardi Gras, Lundi Gras, the Monday before Mardi Gras, comes across the river from Algiers. A lot of great movies made over in Algiers. That's a community across the river. And then the Mardi Gras king comes on a ferry or on a big ship across the Mississippi and docks at the foot of Canal Street, one of the largest boulevards in America, gives his toast to the city as he begins his ascent of Mardi Gras. Then, of course, Tuesday, the king rides in this massive parade going through the streets of New New Orleans. Over 1 million people will be on those streets as revelers throw beads and trinkets and little stuffed animals, and that's a real tradition down here. I took my granddaughter up to the Macy's Day Parade in New York a few years ago. Now, you know, you've seen the Macy's Day Parade on television for Thanksgiving. These air balloons made up as various figurines that are 40, 50 feet in the air. Unbelievable. I mean, what a spectacle to see. And she looks at me. She's about 8 then. She says, but they don't throw anything. They don't throw anything. This is no fun. The smallest little community parade throws trinkets and beads, glass and plastic, whatever, all kinds of doubloons. You know what a doubloon is? It's something a little bigger than the size of the old silver dollar. And you put your logo on there if you're a parade, and you put the name of your parade on there. Some high-profile individuals have their own personal doubloon. They throw those out at Mardi Gras. Collectors take all this junk, bring it home, put it up in the attic, and next year get the same amount. Some people have passed away. They go up in the attic, and there's 50 years of beads and trinkets up there in the attic. They don't ever want to throw them away. Really unbelievable. You can imagine the environmental mess. The projections are 25 million pounds of plastic beads will be dispersed over these next few days down here at Mardi Gras. So just wanted to bring you up on that tradition. Interesting time on the streets. Been very safe so far. Parades are streaming right now. I got the pleasure of my wife, my sister-in-law, some cousins are all on all-ladies floats coming down the main boulevard of St. Charles Avenue, throwing beads, having a big time. We're going to wrap up the show here in a few minutes, and I'll be out in the streets kind of catching my share of doubloons. You look up and you say, throw me something, mister. Throw me something, mister. That's what people do down here. Hopefully it's going to be a safe one, good times, as we move into Fat Tuesday again. And you know what's really interesting? On the day after Mardi Gras, of course, Ash Wednesday, so many people go to church, and they'll be in their coats and ties or suits. They'll be in their dresses. They'll be in their clothes to go to work. They may slip out at lunch and go by their local Catholic church, receive the blessing from the priest, have the ashes in a cross put on their forehead, and you will see thousands of people walking around the streets in New Orleans in restaurants Wednesday night, all with the ashes on their forehead. You don't remove those ashes and for that entire day once you're blessed. And interesting tradition. It's nice to be in a really nice, classy restaurant, and three-fourths of the people in the restaurant have an ash cross that in black that's put on their forehead. So those are some of the traditions. And one of the great things about this country is we have fairs and festivals that are all over the country. But this certainly is the greatest free show on earth, and I hope it's a safe for everybody. I hope you get a chance to come down to Mardi Gras and give it a try here in the future, because it's a wonderful experience. And we sure have enjoyed broadcasting live right here, being back in our hometown of Baton Rouge, Clear Channels, WJBO, next week. Back to our home studios. We'll be broadcasting there then. Then we'll be on the road a good bit in March and April. We will be broadcasting from Tampa, Florida, spring training. We always go down to spring training, see the baseball season kick off. A lot of trades taking place right now. I usually stay about a half a block from Yankee, where the Yankees work out. And Tampa's a special place with, I believe, there's some 10, 12 Major League Baseball teams all within maybe 50 miles to do their training, so you can go to a different baseball game every day and see some great teams. The Pittsburgh Pirates have a wonderful new stadium. I'm anxious to see it. The Yankees have a marvelous stadium. I've been out on the field there. Haven't thrown a pitch. I always wanted to throw a pitch out there off the mound. That's my goal one day. Maybe I'll sneak in there kind of early and throw a pitch. But I have a press pass that gets me up in the press box and actually on the field in Yankee Stadium. Pittsburgh Pirates, I mentioned, Cincinnati Reds, Toronto Blue Jays, a great number of outstanding teams. Detroit Tigers are in spring training there. About the other half the team, if you're a baseball fan, go out west to the Phoenix area. I was out in Phoenix last week, in fact, and looking over their facilities out there. And Phoenix, Tampa, rather, Phoenix area, has Tucson, have a lot of baseball activities out there. They either go out west or they're closer to the west. West or the Eastern teams all down to Tampa, Florida. So we'll be broadcasting live from Clear Channel down in Tampa, Florida. On the 5th of March, we will be up in North Carolina, up in Charlotte. We'll be broadcasting there for the Atlantic Coast Conference basketball tournament. A lot of you know I'm a big basketball fan. My North Carolina Tar Heels are doing fair this year. I think they've lost 4 or 5 games. They'll definitely be in the NCAA tournament. I don't know how they'll be ranked in terms of their seedings, but March Madness kicks off, and of course we're excited because the Final Four this year, where is it? Where else? Right back in New Orleans. Super Bowl next year. Where is it going to be? Where else? Right here in New Orleans. So when that happens, we'll be broadcasting live from these special events, and it's kind of fun to get a sense of how these events affect the American spirit, American enthusiasm, and so we'll be broadcasting a good bit as the events carry forward, and we'll keep you posted as we move forward. By the way, I saw an interesting story this week about sales taxes. There's a big move with state legislators to generate more income by putting a sales tax requirement on all the out-of-state sales. For example, Amazon.com or things bought over eBay, those groups who sell that way would have to start collecting sales taxes and remit them back to the individual states. Can you imagine the accounting nightmare if you sell in all 50 states having to keep track? I'm a small vendor. If you go on my website at JimBrownUSA.com, you'll notice that we sell a lot of books. So I've got a publishing company, sell a lot of books. It means I'd have to buy a special program and keep records for sales taxes, not just state by state, but you see, some counties or cities or parishes have a different sales tax rate. So you would have 500 or 600 or 700 different entities you'd have to keep track of, collect the sales taxes, remit those sales taxes. It would put businesses like mine, it would not be cost effective for a little publishing company like mine to stay in business. I think it's a terrible idea. And then you say, well, but it's not fair for our local sellers to have to compete against someone where you pay no sales tax. Well, the local seller is getting something in return. If you don't like the idea, lobby your legislature to get rid of the sales tax and put maybe a property tax or something else on to make it more competitive. The local seller gets a lot of benefits. The local seller gets police protection, fire protection. You get the lighting, the streets taken care of, all the kind of things that the out-of-state seller does not benefit from. So you see, it's a question of fairness. I don't think it's constitutional, and I'm not for a sales tax put on throughout the rest of the country. I like to shop local. I'm for shopping local, not the big box stores. I stay away from the Walmarts, but that's just my suggestion. Hey, go to my website, and you can sign up for email alerts and for my weekly column at www.JimBrownUSA.com. Hey, that's our show for the day. I hope you have a pleasant weekend. Hope you have a nice Mardi Gras, whether you celebrate it or not. Take care. We'll talk to you next week right here on Jim Brown's Common Sense.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.